I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before we get into this video, I just want to remind you guys to go and check out my merch. The reception so far has been mind-blowing, and to those of you that have already picked something up, I am so, so grateful. Buying my merch is honestly the best way to support me and ensure that I can keep making videos for you guys every single day. So if you like what you see, head down to the description or the pinned comment for the link to my store. Anyway, with that being said, let's get right into the stories. Entitled Mum yanks my mum's prosthetic arm off after demanding disabled parking spot. So, this story takes place somewhere in the late 90s, early noughties. Backstory: my mum was in an accident when she was 14 and lost her right arm. She has about a quarter of that arm left that she calls her stub, and to be honest, the loss hasn't done much to derail her. She drives. She has a joystick-esque thing which sticks out of the wheel and she turns it like she's steering a ship. She calls it her knob, loudly and in public, wow. She worked for a long time until she started having issues with the arm she does have, and she's generally been the person in the family to host slash prepare all events and do all the labor. Honestly, she's my hero, but you're here for the story, so here goes. So mum and I go to the supermarket at the busy hours on a weekend because we couldn't make our usual after school weekday trip when things were less crazy. We go around the whole parking lot twice, as do a row of cars behind us, and we finally manage to nab a disabled spot right by the entrance because someone was leaving as we approached. Now my mother rarely uses the disabled parking, even though she's permitted, because she always says people who can't walk, etc., need it more. But again, she is permitted and there weren't any other spaces. After we park and get out, we hear a car honk a few times, followed by "excuse me" as a woman runs up from behind, catching us just before the entrance of the store. Now this woman literally left her car running in the middle of a busy parking lot, causing a massive pileup. So Karen, that's her name now, catches our attention with her shouting, and when we turn around, we're greeted with her "can I speak to the manager haircut 90s edition" and about half a dozen kids, ranging from goth tween to a toddler in her arms. Karen then goes on to explain how the spot my mum just parked in is for disabled people in an accusatory tone. My mum was wearing her prosthetic arm underneath a long-sleeved denim coat, overly big so the fingertips of her prosthetic were barely visible, so it was an honest mistake. Even though it was a little odd the way she'd abandoned her car and ran up to us with her entire litter. Still, my mum smiles and proclaims, "don't worry, I'm allowed to park there," and we turn back around. That answer wasn't good enough for Karen. Suddenly, Karen and her kids are in front of us, and she's given the toddler to another of her children, just so she can fold her arms and pout. "As you can see," she gestures towards her kids, "I have a lot going on, and I need that spot more than you do. You only have one child." Now, I must have only been 6 or 7, but even I knew the difference between disabled parking and those spaces reserved for parents with small children. I said something along the lines of, "you need a disabled badge to park there. It doesn't matter how many kids you have," in 6 to 7 year old lingo, and this woman took major offense. She goes off on a major rant about how being a mother of all her children was hard, how she was having an awful day, week, month, and how it's not fair that my mum, who looked perfectly fine, had tricked the government into getting a badge that lets her park in a spot that Karen should obviously have instead. As she rambles about this, she looks around, garnering the attention of other shoppers, and is doing that "don't you agree with me" thing that people do to validate themselves, but never gave anyone a chance to respond because she was already on to the next person. My mom grabs my hand and tries to lead me around Karen, ignoring her entirely, but Karen keeps stepping in front of my mom, demanding her spot. She's getting increasingly annoyed and loud. I remember asking my mom several times if I'd done something wrong because my response seemed to have triggered this rant. But she kept reassuring me it was fine and that I should just ignore her, which annoyed Karen even more. This goes on for about 5 minutes, a very long 5 minutes, before my mum finally snaps. "I have one arm," silencing Karen mid-sentence. "I used the one wonder why she didn't just tell Karen the specifics earlier, but as I've grown up, I've come to realise that it wasn't anyone else's business, and I can see why my mum wouldn't want to take her jacket off, which is kind of a chore for her, and pop the prosthetic just to prove something. So we begin to walk around Karen again, but barely make it 5 feet before we hear her go, "That's BS!" What happens next is seared into my brain. Karen storms up to my mother and tries to undress her, the denim jacket, and is just shaking and calling my mother a liar, and my mother goes into full fight to the death mode because physical altercations are obviously more intense and scary for her. She starts scratching, flailing, kicking, and even tries landing a headbutt on Karen, and as she does this, one of Karen's children attempt to jump in and help their mum, which leads to me jumping in to help mine, and suddenly I'm brawling with her kids. This couldn't have lasted longer than 30 seconds. It was enough time for people to stop and gather, but not enough for anyone to react or put a stop to it. I can't imagine what it must have looked like, two women in their 30s fighting as their children do the same by them. But it all came to a stop when, somehow, Karen manages to yank my mum's denim jacket from her and off pops her prosthetic with it, crashing to the ground and resulting in a universal gasp that shook the entire parking lot. Okay, exaggeration, but it was definitely a moment. All that's left on my mum's arm at this point is the suction pad and sharp nail-like hook that slots into the prosthetic. It looks like a blade sticking out of her stub, and without missing a beat, my mum raises it to Karen and in a sarcastic tone goes, "Come on then." I wish I was old enough at the time to realise how hilarious that was. A woman from the crowd that had gathered around her stormed into our little fight circle and picked my mum's arm up and handed it to her, before going off on Karen, who looked smaller than 7-year-old me at that point. People start shouting to get security, etc., and Karen rallies her spawn and they all run for her car. I still remember her kids yelling for her not to leave them because only her oldest could keep up with her running away as the rest trailed behind. I've got such an amazing image in my head now of Karen just running away from all her kids. My mum was visibly shaken by the incident but wanted to save face for me and the crowd that was suddenly hounding us. She insists she's fine, doesn't want the police, doesn't want the fuss, and we go about our shop. When we got to the checkout about 20 to 30 minutes later, a few of the people that had witnessed the whole thing had gathered and insisted they pay for my mum's shop, which she reluctantly accepted. Then they helped us take all the shopping out of the car, and when we got home, my mum tells me she doesn't want me getting into any fights ever again. Then she lets me have way too many donuts. P.S. To clarify, my mum absolutely cannot stand having her one arm restrained in any way. Grabbing her wrist/hand is a huge no-go. It freaks her out and all logic goes out the window. Please don't think too poorly of her getting quick to anger and violence in this situation, because she's honestly the most level-headed and sweetest person in any other circumstance. Now, just to answer a few questions. 1. Did Karen get arrested? No, the police were never called. 2. Why didn't your mum beat her with the prosthetic? Probably didn't think of it in the moment, but she beat my dad with it after he had an affair. What? Oh my god. I love this mum. 3. How did she lose the arm? Hit by a train. Seriously, wow. 4. I hope she's okay. Now, this was 20 years ago. She's perfectly fine and never wears a prosthetic anymore. Oh, cool. 5. I love your mum. Me too, Reddit. Me too. Yes, I absolutely love your mum. You know what? If you love this mum as much as I do, comment below saying, "Who needs arms anyway?" It's on screen right now. Just comment that below. I want to see that everywhere. Oh, what an amazing story. I literally love this from start to finish. This was so well written and the story was absolutely enthralling. Good job to OP and the mum as well, of course. Moving on to our second story. Entitled mum reschedules funeral to keep me from going. Partial entitled sister, but mostly entitled mother story. I haven't been on speaking terms with my adopted parents for about a decade. My mum was physically and mentally abusive my entire life, and my dad was distant and emotionally unavailable. I tried to repair the relationship with them as an adult, but it became clear very quickly that they were never going to be able to meet me in the middle, and cutting off contact was the only way for me to move on with my life. As the oldest, I got the brunt of the abuse. For context, we're all adopted, all from different families. While I'm glad my siblings didn't get the experience I did, I'm often frustrated with one of my sisters in particular, who flat out refuses to acknowledge that our mum did what she did, despite what me or our other siblings had to say about it. This sister is the favourite and the blank slate our mum has been able to project all her dreams onto, so this is not likely to ever change. And hey, she makes it work for her in the form of financial support, so good for her. A few years ago, I was at work, and this sister texted me to tell me our grandpa had died. It wasn't a surprise, but it was still devastating. I was extremely close to my grandparents, and my grandpa in particular. He and my grandma are probably the sole reason I'm a functional human being today. Spending time with them as a kid was the only refuge I had from home. I asked my sister for some details. It was a Wednesday, and the funeral was going to be Friday or Saturday. They were just getting the last details together. I asked her if she was sure. She said yes. The funeral was going to be one of those 2 days. She was absolutely sure. She'd been taking care of the planning with our mum. I asked her not to tell our mum that I was going to be coming. I knew it would cause drama, and I wasn't looking to be disruptive. I figured I could stay in the back, say my goodbyes, and slip out. My sister exploded at me. Apparently, our grandpa dying didn't warrant a phone call, but asking her not to say anything to our mum did. She screamed at me that I was being ridiculous, that our mum wanted me there and already knew that my sister was talking to me. I was the reason that we couldn't be a family. I needed to let it go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There was no real point in arguing, and since my mum knew I was coming anyway, I didn't have much choice but to suck it up. I'd hoped that since she knew how close my grandpa and I had been, she could maybe be reasonable and civil for a day. I hung up on my sister and got things in place to make the drive down. I lived 10 hours north of where the funeral was going to be, and if I wanted to get there in time, it meant leaving first thing the next day so I could be there before Friday. The drive down goes through some mountains, and I put my phone in airplane mode to use it for music. It skips otherwise, hitching when it tries to find a connection, and stopped for food about 7 hours in. When I took my phone out of airplane mode and check my messages, there was a text from my sister telling me that our mum had changed her mind. The funeral was going to be next Wednesday afternoon. It had been a fight to get the days off I'd managed. My boss wasn't going to give me more time. I was stuck and I had no choice but to turn around and go home. I turned around and drove the 7 hours home and had a few shots in my grandpa's name and passed out. He knew how I felt about him and our mum can't take that. Oh my goodness me, what a sad story. OP, first of all, I'm so sorry for your loss, but second of all, and maybe more importantly, I'm so sorry that your adopted family is so horrible. Oh my goodness me, that is just... After the highs of the first story, that has put me in a lower mood, that is for sure. But hey, I guess that's what you get with this subreddit. Some stories are absolutely hilarious, and some are really deeply troubling. Anyway guys, that is gonna do it for this video. I really hope you guys have enjoyed it. If you didn't know, I am currently uploading 2 videos every single day, so you may have missed my earlier upload. If you did, click the link on screen to go and watch it right now. I think it is so funny. I really hope you guys agree. Anyway, with that being said, I'll see you all tomorrow with 2 more Reddit videos.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.